the Taku Cat with Jess, and this is show 12, I think. Well, 13 if you count it, you know, I took a week off there due to whatnot, because I felt lazy and I didn't feel like going and producing anything, and well, and it was really slow and hard to get any kind of new material to talk about in anime-wise, because I was just, last week was just, I was drained, and I apologize for not putting out a show, but, you know, hey, it's me, I put it out, don't, you know, so, oh well. Anyways, let's talk about our show today. Today, we are going to talk about vampires mainly. Why? Because that's what I've been watching lately, and that's what I've been doing lately, is watching vampire movies and a lot of other movies, and also REC. It's a manga and anime, and it's actually pretty funny. If you should go check it out. Let's talk about that for right now. You should go check it out because it's really short and it's really funny and cute, and it has a cat tree. You gotta love the freaking cat tree, okay? I don't know whoever thought of combining a tree and a cat, and it's just funny as hell. But it's basically about this young girl that's trying to pursue a career in voice acting. And she's kind of running into hard times. And she ends up actually running into a guy, a young guy, that does snacks. He produces snacks and makes up those snacks and all those kind of goodness. And the guy actually comes up with this snack that's like green leaf. It's supposed to be a chip. And he's the one that invents the cat tree, or the Nico, whatever they call it. I can't remember. But they end up, their lives end up intertwined. So, you know, her house, her apartment burns down, her house where she lives. And for some reason, you know, because it's anime, she ends up living in his house. And it's just really cute, simple, down to earth anime, and it has a cat tree, so go check it out. I don't know if it's out right now on US production lines. I don't think it's out yet. I think the manga's out. You can go check out the manga, and if I'm wrong, oh well, sorry. And on another note, I got another feedback from my good pal and listener, I don't know if we're pals, we only emailed twice, but Jonathan, thank you for your email, and I've talked to you, so, and for anyone that's emailed me and doesn't like emailing the Podomatic server, because I guess it emails you back saying that you emailed this person, you can also email me at pyronicojess27@netscape.net. Sorry, not two dots, just one dot. And that's just my regular email. I might be a little bit slower on catching emails for the podcast to that, because I get a lot of crap in that one. And if you do email me in that one, you know, put like in the title or whatever thingamajig, I'm really technical today, thingamajig, you know, podcast or whatever, so I know that it's not just some spam or crap. So, anyways, vampires, and also I got some samurais. I was in Walmart, which you already know my opinion about Walmart. It sucks, but it's the only shop around us that actually has stuff besides like the liquor mart, which, you know, you can't really buy anything at the liquor mart except for liquor, and I don't buy liquor, so, you know, I'm out of luck. But I was in Walmart, and I picked up a new anime that was only, they were selling it for $14.99, which, when I see any kind of anime, even if I don't even know what it is, and it's less than $19, I will buy it. And it's really bad habit, because I spend a lot of stuff on, like, crappy stuff that should never have been picked up. because, you know, there's a reason why they're so cheap. But this one was cheap, it's actually new, and it's called Kazaa. That's Karas, The Prophecies, and it's a short OVA. I hate that word. It makes it sound like I have a female problem or whatever. And it's only, there's total 3 discs, I believe. I did a little research, there's 3 discs, so the first disc is coming out, came out, and it's in my hot little hands, and I've watched it already 3 times. So that's telling you that it's something good. The animation style in this is something like Ghost in the Shell, where it's the pre-rendering and not pre-rendering. I can't think of technical terms right now. It's like Ghost in the Shell. Really good quality CG work and all this cool graphics, and it's kind of fast. It's fast-paced. This really is fast-paced. So I recommend it if you're going to watch it the first time and you're not really good at reading subtitles. Watch it dubbed. Yeah, dubbed. That's it. Because dubbed is where they're speaking our language and subbed is where you have to read it. Ha. So yeah, it's English dubbed is, I watched it the first time there and it's fine. The subtitles are a little fast-paced if you want to read them. So, if you're hardcore otaku, you know, you probably have no problem with that, so, whatever. But you're probably wondering, what the heck is Kazaa about? And I watched it, and, you know, I really didn't care what it was about. It was just wonderfully made. But it's set in Tokyo City, and the city is dying, basically, and the goblins and ghosts, the goblins and demons are dying, and there's this guy, I'm sorry, I didn't really pay attention to the storyline or, like, what it was about, because I was just amazed at how it was made. It's wonderful. But Kazaa is, the humanity's last hope, and he's actually a human spirit that turns into this samurai guy that can morph into, like, an airplane, a jet, a motorcycle, a regular person. And he has this power of vanquishing these demons that have gone bad. Basically, they have given up their demonhood to become human, and now they're human, but their demon side is robotic now. So they're like robot demon things, and they're killing humans. They suck their blood. So this is where the vampire thing all started. They drain humans of their blood, and it's been going on for 3 years, and so now this guy's out. Dude, go check it out. You probably find better reviews if you type in Kazaa, and Google it. It's a wonderful piece of work that I totally recommend you buying. And now for Blood, the Last Vampire. Now, okay, it's been out for a long while, and I've heard a lot about, I've heard a lot about it, and I even have the graphic novel of it, and I haven't even read it. I just picked it up because I'm a fan of vampire stories. They're wonderful stories. I like the, yeah, anyways. But Blood, the Last Vampire, the anime, it's actually just a movie, and it's a standalone movie, I guess. And it's about Saya and her going and killing these rogue vampire thing creatures. And, you know, I really didn't like the movie. It was good anime. It was kind of an okay story. But it was just, you know, it was only a movie length. And there was nothing after it. It was just there. And I didn't really appreciate it. So I was wondering, I want more. What, where's this character going, Saya, and her abilities, and all these demon things. And so I found and I ran into Blood Plus, the anime series. It's 52 episodes and it runs half hour each. So it's quite a bit of, you know, can't watch it in one evening unless you're superhuman. But it takes the character Saya, and it takes her and... I didn't write any notes for this show. I apologize. I just wrote down which ones I wanted to talk about, and hopefully I would remember them. But Saya apparently went crazy, and she was put into... She went, like, into hibernation, and when she woke up, the government put her in, a foster family because she didn't... When she woke up, she didn't have any memory. So she's living with this family in, of course, Tokyo or whatever. And all of a sudden, these, I forget what they call them, they're vampire monsters, are starting to pop up. And Sai runs into one of them, and I guess her buddy, where the vampire makes an offspring kind of thing, and they're supposed to protect him. That kind of dude shows up, Hida, and she totally demolishes the monster, but she totally forgets afterwards. And so, I haven't actually finished the whole series, because I got it a couple days ago, and I've, due to finals and whatnot. I still have finals. For God's sakes, they're still here. But I've only watched till episode 12. And up to then, she's discovered that, you know, what she is. And her dad has died. Her foster dad has died. And now she's out on missions trying to kill and track down the source of these demonic things. Evil things, so... so far it's good, and I want to get some music from it, a soundtrack, and I actually placed it in the show, but I didn't think of it until I sat down and I was like, oh, let's make a show, and I was trying to find music for it, and I have nothing that is really, because I'm talking about vampires, I want it, something vampire-ish. But anyways, you're stuck with whatever I decide to put in the music. So, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And I still have one final left in art history. So, if I start rambling off art history names, it's because they're trying to be tattooed onto my brain. I think this show is about wound up because I didn't write any notes. I just did this off a wing because I was actually going to take another week off. But then I was like, no, 1 week's alright. I feel better. I feel alright. I still have allergies. But check out those animes. And thank you, Jonathan, for your feedback and making me feel better that if I actually help other people, other otakus, other anime fans, whatever, find some new anime or whatnot. Just get them out there, get them more exposed to the anime. That's wonderful, that just makes my day so much happier. And, I'm not a big fan, even though I claim to be an otaku. I'm an otaku, man. I kill over and do the girlish scream when I, see fanboys and fangirls. Actually, fanboys and fangirls, they're hella annoying because they're weird. They're weird. Stay away. But anyways, that's it for this week. I will try and find more anime for you guys and try to talk about it better. Any suggestions, send my way either at pyronicojess@podomatic.com or you can send it to my regular email at pyronicojess27@netscape.net. So, see you later. Adios. Enjoy your anime. Sa.